Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
In front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the Approach Podcast with Adam. Adam is a celebrity chef turned health coach to the stars, an ex-gymnast and ultra-marathon runner. Here, he'll discuss intermittent fasting, sugars intake, sustainable weight loss, and so much more. No script needed and off the cuff. Adam's knowledge and passion for wellness and nutrition will blow you away. So sit back, relax, and prepare to get healthy.
What's going on, everybody? This is Adam Potash, and you are listening to The Approach, and we have Victoria with us. Hello, Victoria.
Hello, how are you?
So as mentioned last week, we are now combining our superpowers, and it is now The Approach Podcast with Adam and Victoria.
Yeah,
what a great ring to that.
I love it.
So everybody loved last week's podcast, by the way. So yeah. We got tons and tons of downloads. So that was great. So cool. So we're on to something good here.
I think so. Yeah. Well, I think it's really fun because you and I talk all the time. And then so often I think, oh, I wish we could have shared that conversation with people. So really, that's kind of the perfect grounds for a podcast.
I think it's just your accent, to be honest with you. Everyone just loves the British accent. So, I'm glad everybody enjoyed it. And so we're going to keep doing this and we'll have some guests on coming up soon. And
yeah,
we got lots of good topics lined up. So why don't you walk us through today's conversation?
So I thought it would be really cool today to talk about what does healthy really mean? Because when we meet a lot of new members, a lot of what they say is they want to get healthy, they want to get healthy, they want to get healthy. And mm-hmm. as we dive deeper into that, there are so many different areas across their life where health really impacts them. But yeah, I think when people say they're trying to get healthy, people immediately think of food and weight loss. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know that there is a huge, huge variety of things that you can do in areas where you want your life to get healthy. And I was reading a study, an article the other day, and it mentioned that the word health derives from the word whole. So health is really all about completeness and that whole feeling of embodying health in kind of all areas of your life.
Wow, and it just got me thinking,
yeah, really cool. And I just thought it got me thinking, like, what does health mean to you? And I want to do a post in our community about it to see what all our members say, but
yeah,
you know, for you, what is healthy?
We've done that with food too. If you ever look up the definition of food, it's a really interesting, you know, it's something that actually, you know, you consume to nourish your body. And so if you look at it in that way, you know, there's so many things that aren't food, you know, that we're consuming. So I love this topic. I think it's a great topic. One thing that kind of I was just thinking about was, you know, it's different for everybody. You know, what health is it's different for everybody. And I don't think you can necessarily compare what you feel is healthy and to what somebody else thinks is healthy. So this is a great conversation. So why don't we start with what does it mean to you?
I think to me, healthy is about being able to access all of the opportunities available to me with as little hindrance or obstacle from my body or my mind as possible.
So I'll tell you what I always think about. I mean, on the daily, it's kind of like, I don't know if you ever watched, what was the movie? Like Schindler's List back in the day. And he's like, oh, I could have sold my watch for this. I could have sold my shoes for this. And I'm always going down this rabbit hole, right? Of like, I could always do better. So do you feel that way too?
Yeah, I do. I've definitely held back. I'm a very ambitious person, very driven person. I have always been nonstop. I know what I want to do. I'm heading in that direction until I became a mum. And then I've had to definitely say, let's enjoy the moment. Let's make sure we focus on the now. Let's, the time will come again where you can run at 100 miles an hour, but you have to have boundaries in place to prioritize, you know, yourself and your family and the experience of being a mum with a young child.
Sure.
And in that sense, I have created much healthier boundaries with everything, with food, with exercise, with having a routine, with all of that side of things. Whereas definitely my younger self was just running on empty at a million miles an hour, just chasing the dream.
As we all were, and we're still someone all trying to chase that dream. But, you know, like you grow some of your own food, right?
Yeah.
So I'm always jealous of people that do this because I've tried it before. I've done different things before. Like I used to like have a compost in my house. Like, have you ever done that? Like a worm compost? I thought it was great, but like all these things obviously take a lot of time, a lot of maintenance, and you know, not having the time is not having the priority. I get that, but I'm always jealous of people that do this because I wish I did to some respect. So what do you grow right now?
So we are kind of staples are we always have courgettes, which zucchini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have green and yellow courgettes in our garden.
Okay.
We have lettuce, we have tomatoes, we have cucumbers, we have grapes.
Wow.
They're kind of a staple, which for putting together a salad is great. We don't have potatoes this year, but we have had before. My brother always grows potatoes. So he has a whole stock and we end up having a load from him. Whenever we have eggs in the house, they come from a friend who has chickens.
Right. I remember you saying that.
So we're trying to grow our, like, you know, all of our herbs we have grown in the garden. We've got a herb garden.
I am so jealous. I mean, I don't know. And I don't want to use excuses. Obviously you have one child. I have six here. Things are a little more crazy. He's what, in preschool or kinder care right now, you know, we got kids and all different. So I can come up with every excuse in the world, but you know, I wish at some point I did start that or kind of kept on with growing myself. Yeah. To me, that's the ultimate health. So,
well, for me, it's gardening, especially in lockdown, was like a huge thing for my mental health to have like a project to be outside.
Yeah.
And really, that's where a lot of that stemmed from. I've always wanted to have a vegetable patch and a herb garden. And, you know, I mean, we're very lucky. The area that we live is an old army base.
Really?
So the whole area, it's now all just civilians, but it was built with families in mind and it was built, you know, for a community. And every single garden had either an apple, a pear, or a plum tree planted into it. So as a community, these trees are still here. You know, the community has changed, but we're all still here. And when, you know, fruits come, we just have neighbors constantly, guys, there's apples outside our house. Guys, there's pears outside our house. Come and get them. We've got plums. We've got raspberries. We've got blackberries. So,
my God, you don't know how jealous you're making. I mean, this is the ultimate for me. I'm telling you, if I ever go visit you, I am not coming back. This is like the ultimate for me. I mean, I really, one day, maybe when I retire or something, that's what I want to do. I want to live off the land.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And it's just that I've always said I really love eating for seasons. So I love eating the fruits and the veg that are in season at the, you know, that was a huge sort of movement of mine towards cooking fresh and organic and all of that. I love thinking what's in season, what's available and what can we do with it rather than sort of just sticking to what you can always get in the supermarkets.
So back to the original question, I guess, is that what healthy means for you? Like, is you said the balance part, right? And you know, that kind of stuff.
In terms of food, absolutely. Like, I love, if I'm cooking and I'm thinking, this is a really healthy meal, it's primarily because it's fresh. Like, it's primarily because it's fresh ingredients rather than kind of ticking any other boxes in terms of calories or anything like that. We don't really ever, I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you how many calories were in anything. I just don't know that information. It's never been something that I've had time for. Sure. But if something is fresh.
And people swear by that, that's the only way to be healthy, right?
Yeah. I know. And I was thinking about this also in terms of the original question, because we have members that come and they say, I'm fed up of counting calories. I don't enjoy food anymore because I know how many calories are in X, Y, and Z. And so they rule it out. And I think that's really sad because you should enjoy food. You should enjoy healthy food. You should enjoy, you know, foods that light you up and make you feel energized.
How about, I'm just, my brain is going nuts here. Like, how about people that think that, you know, eating normal food is dieting, right?
Yes. Yeah. I saw this on a TikTok today, and it said, how crazy is it that now if you eat normal, healthy food, you're considered as being on a diet.
So much marketing has had to play a factor into that mindset, right? That we now think that eating normal is dieting because of all the crazy junk food and packaged items and processed items out there. It's crazy.
And there's definitely, I think, a trend that if you go out with a group of friends and you order a salad, people will say like, oh, are you on a diet? Yeah. Are you watching your weight? And you're like, no, just this is the salad I wanted. It's crazy.
Well, you're racking my brain on so many different conversations. So eating out, how do you feel about eating out when it comes to being healthy? And I'm saying this because I just got food poisoning. I don't know if I said I wasn't feeling well or whatever. I got food poisoning. I was in the Bahamas, got food poisoning last month. And I just got food poisoning again this weekend. Obviously both from eating out. I don't think anyone's ever got food poisoning from cooking their own food, but eating out, it destroys you and I'm done with it. I'm like done. Yeah. I'm not so done with eating out, but just trying to eat just, if I go out, I'm eating a plain piece of fish and like vegetables and like, that's it. I'm not going with any crazy meals anymore.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I do love eating out. It's something that it's rarer for us now with a little one. So we are mainly cooking at home. So we're going out this weekend for our anniversary and we have a lovely local pub that we always go to every year. And they're a community pub, so it's actually owned by the village.
I think I'm English living in an American body because all this sounds amazing to me. This all sounds incredible. Like going to the pub on a Saturday night, like that is my jam.
Yeah, we're really lucky because where we are, we have a lot of country pubs that are very old. They've been there for a long time, but we've got some incredible chefs who have probably. They've made a name for themselves in London and then they've moved back out here with their own families and they're creating amazing food in beautiful old English pubs.
I'm like a pub seeker, by the way. I don't know if you knew that about me. I'm like a bar connoisseur. I love like a good bar, sitting at the bar, like talking to the peeps and, you know, hanging out. That's my jam. Yeah.
It's so cool. So when we eat out, we do really enjoy eating out. I mean, with my diet, it would be very difficult for me to get food poisoning from anything because I don't really know what you can cook vegan and give food poisoning.
So I'll tell you what I had. And for everybody listening at home, and I was kind of off the approach, I was at a birthday dinner and this restaurant that we went to made homemade mushroom ravioli. And I was like, I'm always up for like the homemade item.
Yeah.
But when it came, it was in such like a thick, like brown butter sauce. And you know, like I don't eat that way. Yeah. And I didn't want to be rude and like send it back. And I was like, I'll just eat this. I'll be whatever. And I just got so sick from it. So I just, you know, when you don't eat a certain way and you like, are like, you know, forced to eat something out of the ordinary or it's just, you know, it's not good for you.
100%. And I think that the healthier lifestyle that you maintain, the more you notice
the more in tune you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you go back to something you think, oh, I'll be all right. And then it just completely messes you up.
Of course.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I was thinking about as you were talking here is, you know, what's healthy to me, I was thinking about. And I just had this conversation with Rachel, by the way, and what brought it up was you said during COVID, you started gardening and that was your thing to get outside. You know, Rachel and I really worked out a lot together. And for me, that was like the healthiest thing in the world, like working out with your partner, you know, just we were doing running together. We were doing so many activities together. When a gym opened up, we would go to the gym together and do yoga. And we got away from that. And I actually said to her maybe a week or two ago, like, I want to do this. Like, I want to get back into us working out together. And so since then, we've taken a couple of classes together that are offered in our neighborhood. So that's what's healthy to me is, I think, just, you know, being in tune with your partner. Because, you know, a lot of people that have joined our program aren't, right? They're starting this on their own. They're taking that leap and their partners are like, hey, you do you. I'm ordering a pizza tonight or whatever. Yeah. Right. So it's tough. It's tough when you're doing it on your own and not in sync with your partner, I feel sometimes. And I know Adam doesn't eat vegetarian like you do, but I know he's come a long way, right? If I'm not mistaken. And he eats a lot healthier now.
He does. And he's doing everything on the approach at the moment. He's on a real kind of health kick.
We got him intermittent fasting.
Yeah, he's doing it and he really loves it and he feels really great on it. But the first thing he noticed was how much better he slept.
Really?
Yeah, that was the very first thing he said. He was about 4 days in and he said to me, like, I am sleeping so much better.
Yeah.
And so that's been I've noticed a huge mental shift just in. He doesn't get as sort of ratty at the end of the day.
Cranky
He's well, he's
us guys do that no matter what, you know.
Yeah, but he's way more up for like doing stuff with me and Isaac and stuff because he's feeling better already, and that's so early on.
So and again, think of this: one difference has made all the difference. And I don't think people understand that. And yes, we're getting a little off track and intermittent fasting, but people don't understand that one shift can make all the difference in the world when it just takes that domino, right? That one domino to fall and you start seeing everything. Yeah.
And I think for him, one of the things that he's always struggled with is he loves a beer in the evening. Like he's a proper, like, get back from work, open a beer, have another one.
Don't you call them pints over there? A pint? Yeah.
Pint of beer. Yeah. And that's just such a, like, it's such a culture thing here. Like I have so many friends who, as soon as they finish work, they always stop off at the pub on the way home. They'll have a pint of beer with everyone else who's finished work. And they
it's part of the movies I see over there. It's part of the culture, right?
It really is part of the culture. And it's a hard habit to get out of. It's hard to be like, especially when it's so social as well. It's such a like a social thing to do.
Yeah.
So for him, knowing when he finishes eating and drinking and snacking and anything is just so clear. It just makes it so clear that like, no, you're not doing that anymore. And it doesn't end up with him sort of having a drink right before going to bed, which is probably why he wasn't sleeping so well.
or having three or four, right? You might have one or two instead of the three or four.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. It all plays a part. So what do you think, you know, on this topic of what is health to you and us and to members, like what else are people thinking out there? Like, what do you think health is to obviously weight loss, right? Being at a healthy weight. What else are you thinking about this?
I think that something that came up when I was just doing a little bit of research around it. And I think health is being... I've said balance already, but kind of down the middle, like extreme weight loss, unhealthy, extreme obesity, unhealthy, in the middle where your body is meant to be. The same with exercise. No exercise, not ideal in terms of, you know, long-term health. Over-exercising, also really unhealthy. Like, there was another statistic I read the other day about like, people with eating disorders are in one of those two categories. They either over-exercise all of the time and they don't have a healthy relationship with anything. So I think it's about having that balance. I think people want the balance. They want to be able to take part in activities when they come up. They want to be able to go on a long walk and not feel like that's going to be you know, exhausting for them, sure. or they're not going to feel at their best.
Or walking upstairs. You know, I had a client recently that he was moving his child into college and he's like, I'm at this weight, I can't do it. And he literally came to see me just to get some weight off so he could be able to move his child.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because obviously that's daunting and tiresome and stuff like that. I know we can talk about this topic forever. One thing that I was just thinking about was, you know, the what social media plays into all of this, right? You know, the model scene and the workout scene, and you have to, you know, bench press 300 pounds and take on 400 grams of protein a day and whatever. Yeah. Like, how crazy is all this playing a factor into what we think is actually healthy, right?
Yeah. It's huge. And there's such an issue with people thinking that that's how those models and bodybuilders and whoever, they don't live like that every single day.
No.
Nor
are they living a long time because of the abuse they're putting to their body. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that is where life longevity, sustainability of your daily habits, that to me is all conducive of what is healthy.
Sure.
Am I going to be able to live a long time with a good quality of life, to be there for my family, to enjoy every day in a sustainable way where I can enjoy socializing and I can enjoy food and I can enjoy exercise?
Yeah.
Like, that to me feels healthy.
I think you hit it on the head. And I think, you know, my father has been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks. And when you said the quality of your life, you know, living that long life, but the quality of your life is so much more important than, you know, almost how long you live. I mean, you can live a long life, but if you're in and out of hospitals or dealing with, you know, heart disease and things like that and diabetes, it's not the best quality of life. So you want to obviously find that balance. This is an amazing topic. Like I said, I'm sure we can talk about this forever. But you know, I think for the listeners at home and viewers at home, you know, try and hone in on what is healthy for you personally rather than, you know, looking at everybody else and everything else and you know, seeing what's out there. You know, what is healthy for you? That's the best advice, I think.
I think so. And it's one of the exercises that we do at the beginning of the course is the circle of life exercise. And that's, you know, really important.
And that has nothing to do with food, by the way.
No, nothing.
The 12 key points have nothing to do with food.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's such an important thing when you first start the approach to really spend time working out what your personal goals are, what makes you happy, what you believe healthy is. You know, to go on the journey that's correct for you and not someone else's journey.
Yeah, there's lots of method to our madness over here. Yeah. For sure. Awesome. Another amazing podcast with Adam and Victoria. So if you guys want more information about the approach, all you have to do is download the app, go to the App Store or the Play Store. You can also go to www.jointheapproach.com and find out more information there. Thank you so much, Victoria.
My pleasure.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
If you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in health coaching, nutrition, and wellness tips, make sure to check out Adam and follow at Adam Potash Approach.